Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. I'm very happy now to welcome Craig Smith. He's former music critic with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's a music commentator, and he's currently associated with the Santa Fe Concert Association. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
And I'd like also to welcome Agnes Langdon. She's former professor of German language and literature, and we're here today talking about Christmas music, and she's going to play at least one or two songs in German. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Craig Smith, Christmas music. Today is Christmas Eve, and we try to play at this time of year some nice Christmas music and perhaps things that people aren't quite so familiar with on Christmas Eve. How long have people been listening to Christmas music? Obviously, not since the year 100, but when did people start listening to and composing Christmas music?
As soon as people were aware of tradition in the Christian church, of course, hymns were sung, and anthems, perhaps, we would call them an anthem, but it was a single person singing. We know that in the scriptures it says that before Jesus and the disciples went up to Gethsemane, they sang a hymn. And music has always been a human expression for times of joy or sorrow or tragedy or hope or discovery. And once Christmas was established as a church feast, and I know that came later in Christianity than, say, just the year 1000, but people began to want to create music for specific parts of the Mass or a church service. And chant existed, of course. Chant began to develop. And people then moved into more choral music as taste changed and time went on. So music for a specific season goes back a long way. If we go further back and talk about the Yule and the return of the sun in the old pagan traditions, then there were rituals associated with that, whether they were chants or rhythmic choruses or just invocations. So putting forth with a voice and then with instruments is a big part of any kind of religious, sacred, or observing tradition.
Why don't we play a song? What is your first Christmas song or Christmas carol or Christmas hymn that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I admit what I've done is rather please myself. And gone with a great deal of choral music, because that does not only represent some of the best music written in a classical Western tradition, but it also is emblematic of the kind of coming together you have in a religious service. Since so much music in our culture deals with Christianity, obviously, and Christmas in the sense of the birth of Christ, I've concentrated on that. But then there's also popular holiday music, which took old St. Nicholas of Myrna, who was the famous archbishop who gave money to a man so his daughters could have dowries, and who gave a poor woman a pig for her platter for her starving children, but then she wasn't happy because she didn't have enough platters to go around.
Oh my God.
So St. Nicholas and Santa Claus, the Santa Claus tradition does come actually from a saint, a generous giver, an open-handed, open-hearted kind of person.
That sounds like some of those spoiled kids who you give them a toy, but they want three other kind of toys, just like that woman wanted the extra plates.
I suppose that's true. I think she was just feeling house proud, supposedly, by that time, because she thought, now I have all this food, but I have no way to serve it. But I'm sure the kids had no problem with anything when it came to dealing with their fingers. The first one I want to play for you is actually an English Christmas carol, Once in Royal David's City. It's well known in this arrangement, and it deals with, of course, the birth of Christ and the whole placement, as it were, of coming to the manger and dealing with adoration.
Thank you.
That was the carol Once in Royal David's City, performed by the choir of New College, Oxford, conducted by Edward Higginbottom. This particular album is called 40 Most Beautiful Christmas Classics, and it's one of Warner Classics' compilations from their various recordings of different kinds of Christmas music.
Now, Craig Smith, as a music critic, do you find that sometimes Christmas music starts sounding hokey and repetitious? I mean, do you get tired of Christmas music during the season?
Only as I get tired of music at all, which is very, very seldom. And one of the things to remember when you're dealing with Christmas music in a sacred setting, or people going out caroling, or people singing for neighbors and talking about the Santa Claus side of Christmas, is it doesn't really matter how in tune you are. It's what's in your heart. Obviously, if a big orchestra is doing Handel's Messiah or Bach's Christmas Oratorio, you expect the chorus and orchestra to be in tip-top shape and to serve the music as perfectly as they can because it is so perfect. But if I were going to go out caroling with someone or sing Frosty the Snowman, what really matters is how much fun someone's having and how much communication is going on.
Very nice. What shall we play next?
Well, this is from Victor Herbert's Babes in Toyland. Some people know that from a Walt Disney movie made many years ago when even I was a young sprout. And it is a charming story. Victor Herbert wrote this operetta, and everyone knows the theme song of Toyland. There are other things such as Never Mind Bo Peep, We Will Find Your Sheep, The March of the Toys, and Hail to Christmas, which is sung when the wicked whoever is vanquished and Toyland is safe again. This is the theme of Toyland, sung by a man named Kenny Baker, and this recording comes from the 1940s originally.
Okay, here we go from Babes in Toyland.
When you've grown up, my dears, and are as old as I, you'll often ponder on the years that roll so swiftly by, my dears. That roll so swiftly by, and of the many lands you will have journeyed through, you'll oft recall the best of all the land your childhood knew. Your childhood knew. Appears the first pale gleam of gray, my dears, the first pale gleam of gray. Then of the past you dream as gray-haired grown-ups do, and seek once more its phantom shore, the land your childhood knew, your childhood. Toyland, little girl and boy land, while you dwell within it, you're ever happy then. Childhood's joy land, mystic merry toy land, once you pass its borders, you can return.
That was Toyland from Babes in Toyland, sung by Kenny Baker. This particular recording was originally a Decca recording, selections from the operetta Babes in Toyland, which we just said, and this dates from the 1940s. There was a big Victor Herbert and operetta revival on Broadway in the 40s and 50s, things like Song of Norway or Naughty Marietta, and people began to be really enjoying that kind of formal kind of musical.
Now, the United States has its own choral and traditional Christmas music.
That's quite correct. We see that with spirituals, for example, which were an expression of freedom as well as faith. We see it in various genres of music that rose up as basic Christianity and religion spread across the country. As I said, we're concentrating on the Christian tradition here, but there's no question but that Jewish traditions and even Muslim traditions were part of America from the very, very beginning, and even the colonial days before independence. This is a well-known Appalachian carol called I Wonder As I Wander. The well-known folklorist John Jacob Niles collected many of these and made a book and solo songs of these. They've been adapted for chorus. They've been sung everywhere. This particular performance is by the Chicago a cappella group.
Now, don't you just appreciate the living heck out of those people who collected songs before they died?
Yes, collected them. We know many traditions of that. Vaughan Williams and Cecil Sharp and Gustav Holst did it in England. People like Niles did it here, and there were many, many others, people who collected Native American songs, too. As we know, in the Southwest, Catholicism and Native religion did not really collide so much as meld. And at the Pueblos, one still sees that in the feast days, and say on Christmas. The mix of that tradition is fascinating. So I admire people who collected them. Almost more, I admire the people who pass those songs down with virtually no instrument and just their memory. People, for example, who could sing hundreds of shape note hymns or hundreds of variants of a folk song in every part of the country. And this, of course, has a wandering kind of sad air, which makes a great deal of sense considering you're talking about a lonely mountain kind of ballad.
Let's hear it.
Surely could have it. 'Cause
That was Chicago a cappella singing John Jacob Niles' I Wonder As I Wander in an arrangement by Steve Pilkington.
Now, there is some Christmas music that you might not know was Christmas music. For example, we're going to play something by Vivaldi, instrumental music for Christmas.
That's correct. The thing everybody thinks of when they think of Christmas music like an instrumental combination is think of the Pastoral Symphony and Messiah. This was a big tradition in the Baroque because there was a great deal of oratorio, cantata being performed and written, obviously. And the Pastoral Symphony showed, portrayed the shepherds in the biding in the field, then the angels coming. And in Messiah, you have the symphony, and then the angel comes and announces, and all kinds of things happen, and it ends with a Glory to God chorus. It ends that part, very famous. This is the Concerto for Christmas Eve, Concerto per il Natale by Vivaldi. It's from Il Giardino Armonico. Vivaldi was famous in Venice. He was called the Red Priest because he had taken minor church orders and he had red hair. He was the primary composer and teacher at the Ospedale della Pietà, which was a home for children, girls of the nobility, mostly born on the wrong side of the blanket or else orphaned. And they were famous. These ospedali in Venice had very good orchestras and choruses of women, or in some cases, boys. And people came from all over Europe to hear them. And this is a piece that Vivaldi might have heard performed by the all-girl orchestra at the ospedale, the
wow.
first movement of the Christmas Concerto. That was the Christmas Concerto by Antonio Vivaldi, the first movement from his collection, and it was performed by the Harmonic Garden, or Il Giardino Armonico.
You know, I'd like to say right at this moment that even if you do not believe a single word of scripture or any of that stuff, this music is still great.
I agree, because it represents a great deal of time, effort, and humanity. It's mankind, humankind, womankind going beyond the self. The things Hildegard of Bingen did with her poetry and her chants,
right.
For example. The things that many artists did, say in the Muslim tradition, where one does not depict the human figure, but depicts nature. Or things in the Jewish tradition, where you have both looking back and looking forward, and the reverence for the Word of God. The thing is, quality always shows itself, because quality comes from dedication, practice, and hard work. So even if one is not a believer, as you say, the music itself carries the message, carries the human impulse.
We're talking to Craig Smith about Christmas music here on Christmas Eve. Now let's go back into the 20th century. We want to have ourselves a Merry Little Christmas.
That's absolutely correct. Everyone probably knows that, especially all you Judy fans out there. It's from Meet Me in St. Louis, that famous movie, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. This one is interesting because the Broadway and movie composer Hugh Martin, who I think is one of the greatest songsmiths in American music history, did this recording we're going to hear in 2005. As far as I know, he is still living. He was well into his 90s then. He plays the tune and does a little bit of the singing. Music and lyrics by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. The vocal and piano here by Hugh Martin from Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis, or is it St. Louis, Louis, 1944.
Here we go.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us, gather near to us once
was Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis. That is the movie from which the song came, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Music by Hugh Martin. I believe it may be the one movie Julie Garland had red hair in. Please don't call and yell at me if that's incorrect. But I seem to recall that.
All right, then. So one thing we haven't done yet is any African-American spirituals for Christmas.
That's correct. And, of course, that tradition has many things dealing with the Christmas tradition, as well, of course, as Passion, the baptism, and so forth. Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow is a famous one. The one that I've chosen is Go Tell It on the Mountain. This is a performance by the Trinity Church in Boston with Brian Jones, Michael Kleinschmidt, and, you know, I believe we all know the words, Go Tell It on the Mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. When I was a learner, I sought both night and day. And so on. So it has the call and response sense of African music and then the exuberance of a people in slavery but looking towards freedom.
Here we go.
of was the choir of Trinity Church Boston, led by Brian Jones, singing Go Tell It on the Mountain, the African-American spiritual.
If I may say so, that was a little bit on the white side.
Well, you have to remember, too, that it's being sung in a different tradition than it would have had in a down-home, down-south black church or revival meeting, too. And I will say that, yes, there are many versions sung by African-American singers that really rock. And
we're going to find one of those next year.
Okay. And but I'd also point out, too, that the whole idea behind Christmas music is it's infinitely adaptable, especially music of faith. We do know how other how all kinds of singers, some of them not, in my opinion, very good singers, take a hold of Christmas classics and mutilate them. But as long as their fans like them, I won't sit in judgment.
Well, I was actually looking up Go Tell It on the Mountain on iTunes, and there's a lot of deeply, deeply mutilated versions of it that are available for the general public for 99 cents.
Yes, I'm quite sure of that. And, of course, that's the idea, too. You do a Christmas album or a holiday album, meaning secular music, and people eat it up. Because at this time of year, even those who celebrate Festivus will want something to link into that, I think, tribal memory.
Right.
And that's why one reason this music lasts so long.
Now, there are some Christmas carols that are well known to everybody, but we didn't know, I didn't know until just a little while ago that Hark the Herald Angels Sing was written by Mendelssohn.
The tune was written by Mendelssohn, and it was adapted in the 19th century, actually, as I recall, and then the carol became very popular. I admit I have not tracked down exactly where in Mendelssohn that was taken from. But there, as I say, there are many carols that were written by famous composers. Reminds me of the man who took the job of writing 10 new radio songs a week. And a friend said, doesn't that take a lot out of you? And he said, yes, and it takes a lot out of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. So if you hear something like this, Mendelssohn wrote it, and it still swings. It's a great tune.
Let's hear it.
Joy for you, nations, rise. Joy for you.
Yes, that was a new choir of New College, Oxford, singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing by that great popular composer Felix Mendelssohn, just in case you didn't know.
And we're talking with Craig Smith. Now, Agnes Langdon has been sitting very quietly this hour. She's a former professor of German language and literature who also happens to be my mother. And you wanted to play a Christmas song or two.
Yes, every year when you do your Christmas things, I can't help thinking of my childhood when we listened to Christmas music. The war was on, but I think on Christmas Eve we didn't think of war. And I remember the doors to the room flew open. The room was pitch black, except the shining candles on the Christmas tree. And that's what we looked at. And that song brings it out. It's called On the Christmas Tree, the Candles Are Shining. It's not a melody that is well known in America, I believe. And here it is.
And what is it in German? What's the title of it?
Am Weihnachtsbaum die Lichter brennen.
Weihnachtsbaum die Lichter brennen, with my dear mother Agnes Langdon doing the honors on Christmas music here. In Germany, when you were young, and perhaps to this day, you didn't have Santa Claus come through the chimney at night.
No, we had St. Nicholas Day. That was the 6th of December. And on the 5th, we put out our shoes. And if we had been good, there would be candy in the shoes. And if we had been bad, there would be charcoal.
Charcoal? Did you ever get charcoal?
Yes.
Only charcoal, nothing else?
Nothing else. We were bad.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you so much for playing that song. So you are playing German Christmas songs that don't really have an equivalent in English. I mean, O Tannenbaum and Silent Night, Stille Nacht are kind of universal songs. But the song, do you have another song that you'd like to play in German?
Yes, it's called Come, O You Children. And it is sung by the Viennese choir.
The Vienna Boys Choir.
The Vienna Boys Choir. And it says, Come, you children, to the manger in Bethlehem. And we sang that with Gusto.
And what's it called in German?
Ihr Kinderlein kommet.
Ihr Kinderlein kommet. I want to thank you both so much, Craig Smith and Agnes Langdon, for being with us on the Radio Cafe. Craig Smith is a former music critic with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's a music commentator. He's with the Santa Fe Concert Association. Agnes Langdon, former professor of German and German language and literature, and also my beloved mother. Merry Christmas.
And to you.
And to everyone listening.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz. Merry Christmas, everybody. And of course, I'm going to go out with a little bit of salsa Christmas.
Es la fuente con su agua extendida que llena la tierra de aromas y espinas. La paz es la fuente con su agua extendida que llena la tierra de aromas y espinas.
Suenan las campanas de la catedral como si evocaran su viejo historial. Suenan las campanas de la catedral como si evocaran su viejo historial.
La paz es la estrella que alumbra el sendero por donde está.
las luces.